take your Bible tonight, if will, Psalm 71, 71st Psalm. Man, that was pretty good. Brother Leaper over here playing the guitar, and Brother Younger Leaper playing the trumpet, and they managed to shake hands while they were doing it. Okay, maybe they didn't get all that in, but it's hard to play the trumpet and shake hands at the same time, right? And it's hard to play the guitar and shake hands at the same time. But at least y'all, you could have done this. You know, you're blowing trumpet, you could have done that. Y'all could have smacked feet or something. But anyhow, Psalm 71, if you would. And boy, I trust you had a good day in the middle of a good week, and it'll just get better and better and better, and then the Lord will come on Friday. Man, that would be all right, huh? That would be just a good thing. What a blessing that would be. All right, Psalm 71, verse 1. Just going to read one verse tonight, pray and go home. Well, there's going to be a little bit in between the reading and the praying, all right? Now, the Bible said in verse 1, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." You know, just for a few minutes tonight, I want us to take and look at a matter of trust, all right? You know, you think about it, we trust all kinds of people. We trust people we don't know. You said, who? Well, if you've ever been on an airline and you've flown, you trusted the pilot, and I doubt you knew the pilot. All right? We just do it. My mom was afraid to fly, really afraid to fly. She only flew in an airplane one time in her life, and it was the funny thing was, it was a two-seater Cessna that she flew in, but it was because she trusted the pilot, all right? She knew him, all right? But, hey, we get in the plane, we trust the pilot, we don't know the pilot. Sometimes we trust people we think we know. And sometimes we get disappointed. Amen. By those in whom we have placed our trust. All right? But the psalmist said he put his trust in the Lord. Amen. In the Lord. And I just want to take that verse and talk about some things about trust. All right? Just for a few minutes. First of all, I want you to see this. Trust is a conscious act. It is a conscious act. It's not something we do accidentally. It's on purpose, all right? Mrs. Noble's going to take a trip over Christmas holidays, and she's on purpose going to get in an airplane and on purpose going to trust those folks in the front of that plane to get her where she's going, and then a different set to get her back, all right? But she's doing it on purpose. It's not an accident, all right? We don't accidentally trust. Trust is given on purpose, whether it be in a person, a proposition, or a promise. Whatever it is we put our trust in, we give trust as a conscious act. Notice what our text says, all right? Notice it says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust." He put his trust. He placed his trust, all right? That's something you do on purpose. You with me? And I'm going there. You say, man, you're just belaboring the point. I am. Because it is on purpose. If we're going to trust, we do it on purpose, all right? If your real trust is in the Lord, it's there because you put it there at some point. At some point in time, you put your trust in Him. If your trust is in somebody else, it's because you put it there. You decided, you may not have said it, but you decided, I'm going to trust Him. Or I'm going to trust her. We place our trust, a conscious act, not something accidental, but on purpose. But so trust is it's a conscious act. But secondly, I want you to see this, it's a confident act. Because we place our trust in someone or something because we have confidence in it. We have confidence, all right? It's not easy for me. It's not easy for me to have confidence in somebody else driving. Y'all like that? Get in the car and, you know, you're looking around. Hey, you need to get on the brake there. Watch out, this car's coming up, you know. When my wife's driving, I do my best to keep my mouth shut. All right? Do my best. Not that, now, wait a minute. I don't want you to think, I don't think she's a bad driver. She's a good driver. She doesn't drive the way I do. Which automatically makes you suspect, all right? Just kidding. We look at other people. To put the confidence in it. I think years, maybe in times past, I told you about my brother and I. We went on vacation one year. This was before either one of us were married. And we wound up driving down a ditch about 70 miles an hour. And, I'm not going to give you the whole story, but it was quite exciting. And the rest of that trip, it was hard for me when he would be driving. Man, one time, the worst thing is, man, I was in my Toyota. You could lay the seats all the way down. Man, I was sleepy. I let him drive. I laid the seat all the way down. And it went, he hadn't had to, and we went over a cattle guard. I mean, we were out in the middle of nowhere somewhere, and there was a cattle guard on the main road. When he drove across that thing, I sat up and I, what is going on, all right? I had trust issues, okay? It was hard to put my trust there, all right? But we put our trust in someone because we've got confidence in them. And we put confidence in some person because in some way that individual has inspired us somehow to have confidence in them. In them. Just so we trust them because we got confidence in them. You know, I just want to ask you, who in the world could you have confidence more than the Lord God? Who could we have more confidence in than in Him? If I can count on anyone, it's going to be my Lord and Savior, all right? And it be Him. My hope, my confidence is in Him. Look in Psalms 118, all right? You're there in Psalms. Look at Psalms 118. There's two verses here. We're going to look at verse 8 and verse 9. The Bible says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And then verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Even if it's powerful, important people, the Bible said still better off to put trust in the Lord. All right? To put your trust in Him. Why? Because you can have confidence in Him. Go back to Psalms 9, all right? The ninth psalm. And just look at this idea of confidence. Trust is a confident act. We put trust in someone because we have confidence in that someone. Notice what verse 10 of Psalm 9 says. It says this, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. There's a reason. For, okay, all right, the reason is for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Hey, we know we can put our trust in Him. Why? Because He's never forsaken us. He's never forsaken those that seek Him. So we've got that confidence. We've got that assurance. I can put my trust in God because I know He won't forsake me. Therefore, it's easy for us in having confidence, all right, to then turn around and say, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm just going to trust You. Now, here's the challenge, all right? Not only is trust a conscious act and a confident act, but if you'd let me say it this way, it's a complete act. You say, do what? Okay, I thought the same thing when I was writing my notes. Here's what I'm talking about. If trust is not total, then it's not trust. Partial trust isn't trust. A little bit of trust is not trust. Trusting is one of those, it's a complete act. It's all together. I'm all in if I trust. You have to be all in. You say, well, I'm almost. Well, that means you don't really trust. Now, you can almost, but that's not trusting. That's not trusting. Can I say this? If you trust the Lord a little for salvation, you're not saved. Because if you're trusting anything else except Him, you're not saved. All right? You can't, well, I'm mostly trusting Him to get me to heaven. Well, what are you trusting for the other bit, all right? What are you counting on for that? That's what I'm saying, this business of trust, if you'd let me put it this way, it's a package deal, all right? It's, you're either all in or you're not, all right? If you're going to trust the Lord, then you got to do it completely. Just really trust Him with your soul. People say, well, I trusted Him with my soul. I asked Him to save me. Well, wait a minute. How about your family? How about your finances? How about your future, your failures, your life? Hey, all of it. We're to trust God with everything there is to do with us. Fully, completely. Lord, I'm trusting You. Wholly, nobody else. That's real trust, all right? That's real trust. And it's all that you've got. All that you've got in every way for everything. I believe that's what the psalmist said, in Thee, O Lord, do I put most of my trust. Well, that's not what it says. It's in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. It's a whole deal, all right? I'm trusting Him. I'm trusting Him. So many people seems like they think, they live like they can trust Him for their soul and for salvation. But Lord, I can't trust You with anything else. It's like the guy that, I've mentioned this before, I heard this a long time ago. Fellas walking down the road, he's got a sack of potatoes on his back. He's, you know, calling them home, and fella pulls up in a wagon and says, hey, friend, you want to ride with me? I'll give you a ride. And he said, okay. So he climbs up, sits down on the wagon. He's got the potatoes on his back. And the fella, you know, he drives off, and he noticed him still holding potatoes on his back. And he said, hey, man, you can put those potatoes in the back of the wagon. It'll be all right. The guy looks at him and says, man, it's enough you carry me. I can't expect you to carry my potatoes too. Well, that's not fully trusting. Heard the fellow flew in the airplane for the first time. Somebody asked him how it was. Said, well, it was a little freaky. He says, a little bit afraid. He said, I really never put my whole weight down in that seat. Hey, look, your life, don't trust God for a little bit. Trust Him with everything. You can trust Him with everything. All that pertains to you, all that pertains to your life, you give it to Him. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. You know, I want to say this. It's one thing to believe, but it's another thing to trust. It's one thing to believe, but it's another thing to trust. There's people that say, well, I believe the Bible. Well, why don't you do that? Yeah, I'm a little bit afraid to do that. Well, then you don't trust the Bible. You say you believe it. Folks come along and say, well, I believe Jesus would save me. I believe, you know, He does. Well, do you trust Him to save you? I've talked to people. I've witnessed to folks before, and I went down the line with them, the things that, you know, you realize you're a sinner. Yeah, I do. And you realize that sin brings death and you deserve to die. Oh, yeah, I understand that. I believe that. You believe Jesus died for your sin? Well, yeah, I believe that's why He went to the cross, pay for our sin. And all right, you believe if you'd call on Him, He'd save you. Yeah, yeah. Well, will you trust Him now? No, not right now. I believe everything, but I won't trust Him. I won't trust Him. Most of you know I'm a circus fan. I've got about 6 feet of shelf space of books on the circus, and I enjoy it. I like to read and about it. And one of the, you know, it's just amazing to me people can do what they can do. One of the things that really amazes me is they're able to walk this wire, this cable, and walk across there. You know, I've tried to walk a railroad tie. I have trouble staying on that. And it's only that high off the ground. But I watch those people get up on that high wire and they'll walk that very carefully and they walk along. One of the greatest high wire walking families is the Walinda family. And one guy that's now currently still alive and doing it is Nick Wallenda. I believe he's one of the greatest wire walkers in the world. I believe that with everything's in me. I've seen him, you know, on television, walking places, and I believe without a shadow of a doubt, he could easily push a wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls on that wire. But I'm not going to be in that wheelbarrow when he does it. You with me? I'm not going to be in that wheelbarrow when he does it. Well, you don't believe. Oh, yeah, I believe he can, but I don't trust him with me. All right? I don't trust him with me in that wheelbarrow. It's one thing to believe. It's another thing to trust. Hey, trusting the Lord is a complete act. Trust him all the way. I trust him with all that I am, all that I have. I trust him. I trust that he's taking care of my past. I trust that he's the one that's going to get me through right now. But I'm counting on him for the future. All of it, the trust, it's a complete deal. And the fourth thing I want you to see is this, it's a continual act. I mean, it's trust is something that ought to be continuing. It doesn't stop. Well, I used to trust him, or I used to trust her. If you're really going to trust, it's not done just for a season. All right? If you're really going to trust, it's all the way. Hey, it's not real trust if you only trust when things are going well. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness as long as things are going well. No. It's got to be all time. All time. You know, I was thinking in preparing this message tonight, I believe there's some folks trust their stockbroker more than they trust God. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, they'll stick with their stockbroker's advice when the market takes a downturn. When it dips, they still stick with him. They stick with him counting on, well, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. There'll be an upturn, all right? Just a little downward trend right now, but it'll turn around. So I'm trusting him. Hey, can I tell you this? When you trust the Lord, that trust ought to be extended long term. Always. Always. Once you get in, need to stick it out. Need to stick with him. All right? Stick with him. I was a kid when I got saved. I know many of you, maybe you got saved as a kid. Some of you got saved as adults. All right? Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to stick with him? Stick with him. So, of course I am, preacher. No problem. Now, wait a minute. Hey, you need to trust him just as much in the midst of problems as you do when there's no problems. But it's when there's problems people begin to get a little antsy. And they begin to think, well, I need to step in. Do you remember this fellow in the Old Testament named Abraham? God had promised him, he said, I'm going to make of you a great nation. And then, as a matter of fact, you're going to have so many descendants, they're not even going to be able to number. It'll be like numbering the sand on the seashore. Be like trying to number the stars in heaven. So I'm going to do that for you. And everything's going along all right until Abraham got older. And his wife got older. And it got to the point where Sarah said, well, it's past time. I can't have a child anymore. Here, I'm going to give you my handmaid, Hagar. Abraham's trust got a little rocky. Got just a little rocky. Because it got to a point where, humanly speaking, well, Lord, it can't be. It can't be. Now, I would like to think if I am going to cave, it'll only be in a situation like that. When it's just impossible for me to see. But most of us give in before it gets that bad. Most of us give in. It just gets a little bit shaky. And a lot of Christians begin to think, well, I need to help God out. No, you just need to trust him, all right? Trust him. If Abraham had just trusted, we could say it this way, there wouldn't be what's going on right now in Israel. That wouldn't be happening. Wouldn't have happened, all right? But he just didn't, all right? He didn't stay with him. Hey, you need to trust him. Our trust in God ought not to be affected by circumstances. Shouldn't be affected by situations. It shouldn't be affected by conditions. Shouldn't be affected that way. Look in your Bible. Go to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Psalm 37, look, if you will, there in verse 7. There's a phrase right there at the very beginning of that verse we ought to get in on. Those four words, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about that. We just need to rest in the Lord, all right? We need to wait patiently for him. Well, I'm trusting the Lord, but I ain't waiting on him. Well, you're not trusting him. If you're trusting him, you have to wait on him. Yeah, but circumstances, don't let circumstances shake your trust. Yeah, but the conditions were, don't let those conditions cause you to not trust the Lord. But you don't understand the situation I'm faced with. The situation should not affect our trust in God. All right? Don't let that happen to you. You say, well, I can't help it. Yes, you can. Back to Psalm 71. All right? Notice what we've really put that emphasis on, that first part of the verse. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. But if you'll do that, you can have what the rest of the verse says. Let me never be put to confusion. You know, what in the world does that mean? He never got confused? No, I don't believe that's what the Bible's saying there. But when we do get a little befuddled, just get a little befuddled in life, what do? Well, go to God. Ask for help. Ask for direction. Go to him. Lord, I need some help here. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. And you say, well, he didn't take care of everything, but he got you through it, didn't he? He got you through it. You can trust in him. You can trust in him. Hey, when I don't know what to do, I go to the one I trust and ask for directions. I don't know what to do. Say, it'll take care of your confusion. It'll take care of your confusion. Go to him. But remember back there where we read in Psalm 37, rest in the Lord and wait. Sometimes you have to wait on the Lord. Where our trust is there, but we have to wait on him a little bit. But if you trust him, you can wait on him. Okay? You trust him, you can wait on him. Go with me to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. I want you to look at two verses here with me. Verse 2 says, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over thee. We go to youth camp. We used to sing verse 1 and 2. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Hey, listen. O my God, I trust in thee. Just trust in him. Look at verse 20, same chapter. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. For I put my trust in thee. I put my trust in thee. It's this matter of trust. This matter of trust. Who are you trusting? Who are you trusting in this old world? Hey, the reason we can live in this world in the midst of turmoil and unknown is because we've got a solid trust in the one that's in control. Lord, I'm just trusting you. I'm just trusting you. You'll handle it. You'll take care of it. I'm not worried about it. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting in you. Who are you trusting in life? And does he have your complete trust? is to have your complete trust. Not just a little bit, well, I trust him, asked him to save my soul. I know I don't have any other choice. It's kind of like Peter said when the Lord asked him, are you also going to go away? Peter said, well, where are we going to go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. See, we don't have any other choice. If you're talking about eternal life, you have to trust the Lord. There's nobody else. Well, wait a minute. Does he have your complete trust? Does he have your complete trust? Do you really go to him? And is it really a situation where you say, Lord, you got it. You got it. You're in control. Taking care of you. I hear about people that get married. And usually this happens when maybe at least one of them has a great deal of wealth. And before they marry, they sign a prenup. I trust you. No, I don't think so. I don't trust you. The one that says, I want you to sign the prenup, that means I don't really trust you. I don't trust you. And the one that's willing to sign it says, I know you don't trust me. I get a little, I'll use the word tickled, not in the case of real funny, but I find this interesting. I'll use this illustration. When we had the sign out here redone, all right, we had a company, an individual, make the letters. Now, Brother Mudd, Brother Smart, Miss Smart, I think they were the ones that actually put the letters on the sign. But it was interesting to me, the fellow who wanted, you know, was going to make them said, well, you got to pay it up front. And I thought, okay, you want us to trust you, but you don't trust us. Are you with me? Understand what I'm saying? The man that does all the air conditioning work for the church and school, Brother Thompson. Brother Thompson's a good man, good Christian man. Served the Lord, goes to Independent Baptist Church. And he'll tell me every once in a while we get to talking. And a couple of times he said, you know, he said, I remember the first time your dad ever talked to me about doing a job and doing the air conditioners and doing that work. And he said, I came real close to asking him for some money up front. And he said, I'm glad I didn't, because I found out since then if I had of, he'd have said, forget it. Forget it. And he trusted us, or he trusted my dad, all right. And but that's the way it is. People say, well, I don't trust you, but you trust me. You trust me. Hey, listen, aren't you glad God says to us, put your trust right here. Put your trust in me. We can trust him. We can trust him completely. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what the circumstances are, what's involved. You can trust him. You can trust him. You can trust him with your family. If you'll give them to him. You're not sure about raising your children. You can trust what God says. You can trust what he says. It works. It works. You can trust him. Your finances. You can trust God if you'll do what he says. It'll work. It'll work. Now, all areas of your life, you can trust what he says to us. He's given us a book, and in this book, we can trust him because he's provided it for us. It's instruction for life. You can trust what he says. You can trust him. Now, you can't trust everything everybody else says. You can trust what God says. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Is that where your trust is? Is it complete trust? Complete trust. Don't get shaky. Don't get shaky. Because things begin to look bad. You keep trusting him. Keep trusting him. It'll work out. He'll get you through it. Just keep trusting. Keep trusting. Heavenly Father, Would you help us tonight? Lord, I realize it is easy to say, I trust the Lord. But dear God, there comes a time in life when maybe we are tempted, and it gets a little tougher because we don't see how it's going to work out. But Lord, would you give us enough faith to just keep trusting you? Just keep trusting you all the way. Put our trust and our confidence in you. Lord, knowing that you'll never let us down, you'll never forsake us, we can trust you. We can trust you with everything, all that we have and all that we are. Help us to be those people that trust you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. How many of you know the chorus, I just keep trusting my Lord? You know that chorus? Can you play that for us? I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He'll never fail. That's it. If you know it, sing it with me, all right? If you don't know it, jump in where you can, all right? I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord.